Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Here's the Crack podcast.
Pew, 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 pew.
So, if you listened to the first episode of season two, you'll know we said we're going to talk a bit more about the news and like what's happening and
what is happening.
I think we all know if you've been living under a rock.
A big week for news.
It's been a big week in Northern Ireland. It's blown up on
social. It's been a big week for Northern Ireland.
It's blown up on social media. It's been everywhere. The Davnish. Where do we start? Well, we're just watching a clip of the Nolan show that had a counselor on. So obviously, let's be honest, everyone knows what's went down.
Yeah,
it's pretty bad. Like it's mad. What's for me, like my point of view of it was like the videos were going around everywhere on social media over the weekend, and then going into work on the Monday, and everyone's like, you think maybe only a couple of people know.
Yeah.
But then it's like, holy fuck, this is everywhere.
Yeah.
So the council have been getting involved now.
Oh dear.
Because it's like a management thing.
Why?
Right?
Why? Is that necessary?
Yeah. Why? Well, it was like absolute scenes.
Yeah.
It was.
So the thing that I think about it is, in terms of like the event, it's fair. Like, and you know what you're signing up for there. Apparently the crowd who were at the Devonish putting on the performance, and they put on a performance.
The Pleasure Boys.
That's so what they do.
That's
what
they do. And they said that
XXL tour.
Yeah, this is
that's what it's called.
This is XXL tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like you know,
apparently that's like.
Is that the norm though? Is that what happens at all the shows?
I think that was the norm.
Yeah. So I think I seen a girl on TikTok the other day basically being like, if this was in England, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
Like what? No one would bat an eyelid, but like because it's in Northern Ireland. We're so backwards. Everybody's so scared. Everybody's so like up in arms about it.
Surely
the thing that I feel bad for is like, just I'm not giving people an excuse, but everybody with their phones, man, filming everything, and I don't think people realize.
Just enjoy it.
Just sit back and let it know. Like,
enjoy the show.
I think the thing is, like, you know, people filming and posting it on social media have no thinking behind what that could do if there's a woman up there on that stage, you know, what
people
you know, let her live her life.
People are gonna lose their jobs, like,
do you think?
Yeah, I'd say that's
I'd
gonna
say
be
so
the repercussions
like,
of it, like,
right? Okay,
it's like absolutely mad night out, like, you shouldn't be sharing that,
I would say
people definitely get, but you've heard of people getting fired for less.
Yeah. You think of teachers and stuff, and like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hate to go down this road, but
we went down.
But no matter what job, like if you were the owner of a business and you seen what was going on and people on stage doing things,
imagine there was video clips of like yous three at a strip club. Doing fucking mad shit at the strip club.
Maybe not. Like, it just it seems it's bad.
I'm sure your employer wouldn't like that though.
I don't know.
I know that, yeah, but I mean, I don't know if people will get sacked, but you'd imagine it's not going to be good for anyone.
I think,
really.
Yeah.
It's just mad.
It's embarrassing for them.
Did it just start off with like one person sent it to one person on WhatsApp? Like the videos
there's a couple of videos floating about, wasn't there? Like,
I just can't believe how viral it's went.
Yeah. Mentally, such scandal.
It happened last Thursday.
So I think,
when was it? Valentine's Night it happened.
It's on their Instagram.
Can you pull up the Pleasure Boys website, or
putting that into Google?
See
what last one's a good look.
But just to see what the description of the tour is, just so we know, like, if people are on it, I'm sure a lot of them women knew what they were getting into. Like, it's just the phone, like the recording of everything. It's like people have no.
It shouldn't really be allowed to record it.
No. It was on Saturday, and on the Davnish's Instagram, it's just Pleasure Boys XXL tour. Tomorrow night, join us for the Pleasure Boys Valentine special. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed to be a night filled with exciting thrills. Perfect for a girl's night out. That's how, like, literally that's the Instagram post.
Thrills and thrills.
Yeah.
But
surely that's not legal video then though.
I don't understand, like, what is this, is it illegal? Like, is what's happening illegal? Because the counselor are getting involved. like I was saying at the start, we were listening to the Nolan shows. Mm-hmm. Like there was a clip they posted, and like there was a counselor on, like, from the TUV, and he was talking about it. Like he was like, "Oh, it's the council's responsibility because like they're over that area."
Yeah,
Belfast City Council, and it is like a management thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sort of going from the point of view of like, people have obviously went out, got a bit carried away.
Yeah,
but it's really the management's fault for not like managing the situation. So, you know, like people have obviously when I got plastered, this has went on, and everyone's got all like a group of ones have obviously got carried away with it all.
Yeah.
And then someone has fucking videoed it, like, put it out there.
It's the video, and I can't like get, I can't get with that. I just think, you know, if you're filming it, it's like, you know, you could ruin someone's life there. You proper could, la.
Yeah, I think that's probably like
filming at it really should be banned. Like, if you go to like the theater, which is obviously a wee bit of a different thing, but you can't sit and record a performance at the theater. You know what I mean? So it should be the same sort of thing. I think I'm reading their website, and it does sound, it makes it sound like a show. Look,
gives a wee
it, definitely doesn't make it sound like what happened at the Devonish. 100%.
It doesn't sound like a.
No.
Give us a wee description from the website. Give people a wee taster.
Starts with.
I think a lot of people.
Yeah, so it talks about mesmerizing routines, unrivaled charisma, talented performance. Will captivate you with their irresistible charm and mind-blowing dance skills. So.
If I were like trying to be mature about all this.
Oh no!
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but it just makes it like it's a big page of stuff, but like things like that, and there's more. But it just sounds like it's a stage show,
mm-hmm.
which maybe that's what it's supposed to be.
There's a lot of people on stage.
Yeah.
Yep.
But then they're all consenting adults who got up on that stage, like they chose.
It's someone's worst nightmare, though.
They chose.
Like literally, like everyone's been on the night out, had too many drinks, and they've woke up thinking, "Fuck!" Like. You have the absolute fear. Like, could you imagine?
Oh, yep.
Oh my God.
Fuck me.
Well, that's why I'm saying that. That's why I don't have any time for the people who were filming it, because that's they've left a mark that cannot go away.
Yeah.
The whole country's talking about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's out there now.
And, like, bearing in mind.
Even, like, people's relationships.
If you're listening to this right now and you were up on that stage, like most things, it'll all blow over. Pardon the pun. But it'll all blow over and it'll be grand. But at the same time. Yeah, I don't think people should have been. Yeah, I totally agree with you, Aaron. I think people shouldn't have been allowed to film the nature of it.
It seems irresponsible to allow. Mm.
But then,
filming.
How do you police that?
Here?
I know. Like hundreds of people, they
police it in the theatre.
I know, but like that's totally different.
From
like that's people going in, like to the show, taking like for example, I went to Kevin Hart like a couple of years ago. It was in the Three Arena, and like when we going up to the door, we had to put our phones in a black bag, and you couldn't open the bag until after the show.
Yeah, well, I suppose the only upside is for the Pleasure Boys, PR marketing soaring through the roof.
I would say they'll be back in Belfast.
Like, I would say
that's our only date.
Those are going to be some hot tickets. Like.
Someone will book them, and also their venues next coming up in the UK. People will be like 100%. Yeah.
They'll break records for ticket sales.
That video I saw the other day of the girl, she was like whenever they come back, I'll be there.
Yeah.
And then people people were saying the last couple of weeks in Belfast or Ashford's been over and this has happened, everyone's gonna be fucking mad looking to come over.
But anyway, we'll move on.
Yeah, moving on.
Please.
They have a calendar.
There we go.
Oh.
Where's next?
Pleasure Boys X, here's the crack.
What's on the calendar? I'm not asking you to go look through the calendar, but like, is there dong on it? Like,
I can zoom in on a blurry photo. Let me see.
Is there exposed dong on it?
No.
Exposed dong.
No, but there is exposed arse.
Yeah.
But there's no exposed penis.
Very churn.
We shall move on, please.
Yeah. So,
big news in Belfast. Then
moving on. Tiger Woods obviously left Nike recently.
Seen that.
27 years with Nike Golf.
Big moves.
Mad.
Mad. I just think.
What age was he signed at? 16 or something, was
so
it?
So young.
He was an amateur, wasn't he?
Yeah, I don't know when he was signed. He was there 27 years, so.
Fuck. He's about 50 or
pretty young. Like.
Yeah.
But yeah, the whole Tiger Woods brand and Tiger Woods clothing has been with Nike. And I don't know. It wasn't really like a big dispute in terms of like breaking up. It seemed pretty mutual decision.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods has teamed up with TaylorMade and launched his own clothing brand.
Who saw that one coming?
Sunday Red, it's called.
Yes.
So this came out about a week or so ago. Mixed vibes, though.
What? So TaylorMade produced it then?
So Adidas own TaylorMade.
Yeah.
But no, actually, I think they've actually, they're not, like, they might have separated recently, but... TaylorMade make golf clubs, essentially. Yeah, yeah. Tiger Woods uses TaylorMade golf clubs. He's obviously teamed up with them and came out with his clothing brand, Sunday Red. It's had a mixed response on social media. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are a bit, like, not impressed with it. The logo, did you get a chance to look at it?
Yeah, I think the logo's crap. It's terrible looking.
It's not great. I don't like, so it's like Sunday Red, three separate words. I think that's, I don't know why they've done that.
So I think the whole Sunday Red is the fact that he always wears red on the closing of a tournament, which is always a Sunday. But I think they've tried to go back to his heritage, like where he's from and all. I don't exactly know. Like, I was talking about this to a guy in work today, and it might be like sort of breaking up the Sunday. I think it doesn't make any sense at all. No. I think they've been crafty with the branding, where if you look at the logo, there's the 15 stripes and the tiger. Someone said, what if he wins the 16th? That's an issue. I feel like from my perspective looking at it, it seems very rushed. It seems very like, get this bait out the door. Like, and you know, I showed it to someone today who is not interested in golf whatsoever, and they were like, is that the Puma logo? And I was like,
yeah.
People said, a lot of people are saying on social media, it looks like the Schlossinger logo. So it's, I think, I sort of wanted to talk about it because it's like, I don't think it's been rushed. I think it's probably been overthought.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's too much thinking in the, like, the 15 logo, stripes definitely. On like the logo.
It's been overthought, but then I suppose you could say also it's been rushed as well. The fact that someone hasn't come to him and said, that looks crap. It's just been put out there, like.
But, like, there's obviously been a big team and a lot of money's been in behind it. Like, it's not just, like, this would have been a huge team working on this. Like, whether it was an agency or whoever working on the branding, like, it wouldn't have been, like, oh, we need to get this out.
Mm.
Like, it would have been planned, like.
Yeah.
Because, like, the whole Nike thing happened a while ago, like.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just...
See, I think you'll have a bunch of loyal Tiger Woods followers who will just buy the stuff. I looked at it this morning. Now, to be fair, I'm not overly fussed on like golf apparel. I think it's very hard to like, they've made a statement that this will change the way people look at golf apparel. I would love to know how they're planning on doing that. And I almost nearly prefer to not comment on it because it's not out yet and I don't know what they're going to do with it. I did see the shoes.
There's six pieces released.
Yeah, but they're launching it in May or something. But I looked at it. There was quite a nice pair of like retro shoes when it was teamed up with the logo. I thought looked pretty slick.
I think they're just foot jay shoes.
Yeah, but I didn't really like the rest. I didn't really think the rest of the outfit it was doesn't much
the quality
different.
Of the polos and stuff don't even look that great. It's just like you've got Nike, Adidas, Puma are massive in golf, and then you've got the likes of Malbone who've like came up and they're huge. Like they just done a collaboration with Coca-Cola, which is fucking sick.
Yeah,
but they're really like premium.
Yeah,
like the golf, the polo, it's like a half sip. They've done a clothing collaboration with Coca-Cola, and they came out with like a quarter zip. I seen Cal Freezy wearing it. The quarter zips are like £160.
Oh my god!
Like it's proper like high quality, end, like, high end.
Yeah.
And the whole thing with the Tiger Woods, I was listening to a clip from a podcast and they were saying like Woods is like notoriously not like, doesn't like people being behind closed doors seeing his life. Like,
yeah.
He's very like professional, plays the tournaments, doesn't do anything outside. But now he's like the face of this brand. He's going to have to be the one that like makes it work. So it's like going to be interesting to see how that happens because like it's just...
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Like, other golfers, are they gonna wear it like to promote it and stuff? Is he gonna push into that market like realistically? Like, if they're all competing in a competition against each other and they're wearing his merch, like, is that not a bit of
that's the thing? It's like it's so hard to execute it. Like,
yeah,
I think it's just a legacy thing,
but then you could say that too. Michael Jordan did it with Jordan's,
like. I know, but that like he's left Nike,
yeah,
like he's like Michael Jordan's still with Nike, like.
Yeah,
like
but at that time that he done that, there was other basketball, like it probably would have been difficult to move into that mark because there was other basketball players playing against them, and they're not going to wear those shoes. But I suppose it's one of them things where whenever he retires, then other golfers might start wearing it, and then it will maybe blow up at that point.
Yeah.
But it's like the Nike shoes, like the Nike was the main thing with the Jordans. Like his shoes were worn by basketball players, but like Nike was the main thing behind us.
I get your point with like Nike, with Nike, and even with McIlroy now. Like McIlroy's Nike as well. Mm. He signed the Nike, but like I think originally it was this is a Nike thing collaborated with Tiger Woods. Whereas now this is definitely poised where this is Tiger Woods clothing brand just made through TaylorMade. So yeah. I think it's purely like a legacy thing.
It's his brand, like.
Yeah, because he did have a line with Nike.
Yeah.
Because I have some of the Tiger Woods stuff.
Yeah.
With Nike. It's a TW thing as well. Yeah. Nike obviously owned it, the brand and the TW, so he couldn't take that with him.
Yeah.
So he's had to go and do this. They haven't executed well. Even like the promo clips around it I thought were shit.
Yeah.
Like so much like content of him.
Yeah.
Like winning, like it's such a big career, and just I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah.
I think they're trying too hard to make it different.
Yeah.
Like that fucking traditional Sunday red, the photos of Woods, obviously he's wearing Nike. I don't know if they own the fucking content, but like someone was saying they should have done it like the Jordan logo, but like him, you know, he does the fist
bump, yeah,
holding the putter.
Yeah.
Should have done it like that, like silhouette. There's so many things they could have done.
Yeah.
Mm.
Suppose
they could have even just redone the TW Tiger Woods. I don't know.
Like, has it been overthought then? Is that our consensus?
That's what I think. I think they're doing the 15 Tigers, the 15 stripes on the Tiger. The Sunday red spaced out, I think it's mental, stupid. Like,
I think with the fact that we're all talking about the intricacies and people are trying to validate it for what it is, it says a lot. It's like, why a tiger? Oh, but there's 15 stripes on the tiger. Like, you're, in my opinion, you should look at the branding and immediately know what it is.
Mm.
Whereas from their perspective, they're almost trying to like explain it. And if they're trying to explain it, then they haven't hit the mark.
It's just, I don't think it's been done well. I actually didn't mind the Tiger logo when I seen it, and I can see it working on clothing and stuff, but it's because it's so heavily reliant on him. Like, if you look at like the way Calyx has done No Two Ways,
yeah,
like people would buy them shoes not knowing he owns the brand. Like, he's built that brand, it's working without him. The same like representing stuff like George Heaton and all are known as like the owners represent, but like there'll be people who don't even know them.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Fair.
What were you saying, Aaron?
I'm looking at the logo and the hoodie, for example. And the logo and the hoodie together, it doesn't look sporty.
Mm.
It doesn't look like a sports brand. It looks more like a sort of like fast fashion brand.
Yeah.
I look at it and kind of think Lacoste.
Mm.
That crocodile thing, and I'm like,
But they've obviously just tried to make that logo. It's just keep it simple.
Reminds me of some like GTA thing, that like, you know, the way they do like copycat clothing on GTA, something like that.
Even like the Sunday Red, like they could have just done like SDR, SR, so clean. But
Do you think about his timing, like in his career? Do you think it's a good time for him to release it now, or should he done it sooner?
I would have said it would have the whole leg. To me, it screams, this is a piece of legacy.
Yeah,
I want to leave behind as part of my legacy, already established legacy. I think he should have done it when he retired.
I think it was the anticipation as well of like.
You knew when he left
the Nike news came out
coming.
And everyone was like, oh, what's gonna happen?
Yeah,
maybe I don't know, I don't think it would have been rushed, but maybe it was. But yeah, it's just a good example of having all the money in the biggest companies in the world working for you, and you still can't execute it, like,
you can't pull it off.
Yeah. I wanted to chat as well, speaking on the whole brand collaboration thing. So Disney have now invested in Fortnite. I don't know whether you saw this.
Yeah.
So Disney have pretty much pumped, is it 1.5 billion into the Fortnite developer Epic Games, for like, I think it's like a small equity stake, but then the biggest thing was it's a promise to keep expanding out the digital world. So I find it quite interesting because obviously Bob Iger, that is now the Disney CEO, whenever he was originally with Disney, but then he left. And around 2016, they canned the Disney Interactive Studio side of things, which was like the gaming side, because it was losing like $200 million a year. But now he's back, and he was like, this is too big of a market to ignore. So when they looked into it, obviously a lot of people are spending just amount of time online in games like Fortnite than they are in like the digital world, so like phones and whatnot. And I just thought it was an interesting move, but then I also come back to the same thing that we asked about the whole Tiger Woods thing. Like, is it a bit of a flash in the pan? Because obviously I did some research into this. So, you know, recently we all play Fortnite.
Yeah.
But Fortnite teamed up with Lego. Mm. Mm-hmm. So that was a big collaboration.
Does Disney not own Lego?
No.
No.
Do they not?
No. Sure? Disney haven't even done spin-offs with Lego. I don't think so anyway.
Yeah.
But basically, Lego done a collaboration with Epic Games through Fortnite. And at the time that it was released, it was like 2.4 million. Like, it really did pop off. But that was in January or December. And now we're in February. I looked up the numbers last night. So originally the number was 2.4 million people were engaging with Lego via Fortnite. Mm. That number's now down to 40,000 because people are just going back to the normal game mode that us would play.
Yeah.
But I think it's an interesting one because a lot of people are talking about like building out, like Disney will take Epic Games to the next level. In terms of building out this universe of, you know, you could have an Avengers world in Fortnite. Mm. You could have like a complete map from Fortnite that's like a Toy Story map.
Yeah.
The question I have for you is, do you think it's going to work or do you think it's a bit of a flash in the pan? Because I could see something else coming. Like games like Fortnite, like it's very rare that they last as long as they have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, is there going to be something else that comes that just is another flash in the pan? Everybody gets sucked off Fortnite and there's that investment just poof.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, you say the Lego thing is sort of like a flash in the pan, but like I think it just depends what way you look at it. Like, the Lego thing, it blew up at the start. And if you think of it in terms of like Lego targeting like kids and stuff that play Fortnite that wouldn't get Lego. And then it's blew up, they've tried out the game, and then next thing they're talking about Lego, it's in their head, they're talking about it in the house. They'll be more inclined to like buy Lego, talk about it, like try it. So like, it'd be interesting to actually look and see if it affected the sales of Lego during that period. Like, I think, I think it's probably more a benefit to Epic Games.
Yeah.
Because like, they have access to the stuff, but like they were already doing that anyway.
Yeah.
So it's more Disney must see an opportunity there to invest.
See,
that
I think
much,
the only person who's going to benefit out of this is Epic Games, because someone was talking about they may bring like Fortnite into like more of an animated series or a movie, and I was sort of thinking, well, that's good
on Disney, like.
Yeah. So this collaboration could just open the world between like that sort of collaborative approach, which I think is quite interesting, but. I could see, like, you know, like a spin-off series, like a Fortnite spin-off series, like similar to like the Lego movies.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But at the same time, I could only really see that benefiting Epic Games.
Yeah.
But then
they do that, like they just jump about all the time, like with the Marvel stuff and all, the Thanos game mode and shit. Like, it's they only ever last like a month or so, and then after that, no one really cares. I think they've done the Lego thing to sort of compete with Minecraft. But I don't think it's really worked as well as expected.
That was one of the things I read in that article the other night, was they're noticing.
Have you said it?
No.
They're noticing now. They're noticing that everything that they're doing is a bit, they're just riding out pop culture to keep their game relevant. So like you'll see, that's why you see at the minute like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and then Travis Scott will appear in 2 weeks' time. Like they're just literally riding out pop culture for relevancy. And I think the question that a lot of people are asking is, how long can you keep that going for?
Mm-hmm.
But like they've done so well with the game, I think, like bringing back the OG map and getting people back in, like that's what got us back in, and we've been playing it since then. And then like it's the way these things work though as well. It's like it might look like Epic or benefiting off Disney, but like the likes of the skins being sold on the store and stuff like that, like Disney's gonna be making money off that, huh?
Yeah.
Like they're licensing their product.
Yeah, fair.
But then, as well as that, like, Disney have bought a stake in Epic Games, they could fucking acquire them, like, it might just be a long-term play, like.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, like, I think, and then the whole Metaverse thing, we read that article you sent, like, that's a big thing, maybe, like, that's Disney being, like, these guys know how to make a good game, like, get in there and sort of develop that world. Like.
Yeah, use their name, I suppose, to push it as well.
Yeah. I could definitely see Epic Games just absorbing a lot of that stuff. Sure, now you've got Rocket League and all on Epic Games. I think Epic Games is just like, we need to continue to remain relevant. So I think it's quite a smart move, but I also find it quite interesting.
There's going to be a day where another game comes out.
Exactly.
It's going to be the next Fortnite.
Like, whenever the OG map comes back for Warzone, I could see me canon Fortnite for a while.
The OG map's coming back for Fortnite again.
Is it?
Oh, dear.
Apparently, like,
every night, bro.
COD need to get their finger out. Like.
Yeah.
I even seen a clip of Ninja talking about it, like, and he was just like, "It's the game's fucked."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, the map's not great anymore. The guns are always like OP or like broken or something's wrong with it. Like.
Yeah. It's one of them things, once people get so used to a game, they learn like the wee like hacks and stuff, where like your day to day player is never going to spend the time and learn, like your casual player, like, which is ruining the game. But I suppose that's what Fortnite did well. Like, they got rid of everything, brought the old map back, brought all those people back in, and then like with the no builds and shit as well. Like,
I suppose it is, when you do look at it, like, a lot of people spend, like, companies spend millions, if not like into the billions, on advertising, even on like above the line. And I suppose if this is where the next generation of where Disney see their customers being at, well then it's a fair move, because it's just constant advertising, but they're probably making, like, they're making money off their IPs.
Yeah.
Article from Forbes.
Okay.
Here. And it turns out Bob Iger has and Epic have a plan that they're going to collaborate on future games as well. So this doesn't seem to be just we're going to buy a stake in Epic so that we can appear in Fortnite. It's also, there must be Disney games or new Disney games planned that Epic are going to make.
Oh.
So that seems to be...
That's a good point. You've seen the success of the Spider-Man games as well, and then like Insomniac's obviously done them.
Yep.
But like, it's one of the biggest games of the year last year, Spider-Man 2, and then there's Wolverine games coming out. But then there's also games that came out, like the likes of the Avengers game wasn't that big of a hit.
Yeah.
Like, stuff like that, so... Yeah, we'll, it's interesting happens. To see.
But anyway, we'll move on. Shay?
Let's go. So I'm going to finish on a really light note. So experts suggest the UK retirement age may raise to 71. So the question is, will our generation ever retire? So the average age of death in the UK as of 2020 has risen to 80.9 years. Therefore, the retirement age would, or the amount of retirement you would get retiring at 71 on average is 9 years. Yeah, so the current UK state pension age is 66, but it will rise to 67 between May 2026 and March 28. What do you guys think of this? Should they put it up or not?
I don't think they necessarily should put it up.
Yeah.
They're not up as saving them a fuck ton of money.
Yeah.
Because we have an aging population and we don't have enough young people to work. But I think it's morally incorrect. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking, like, can you imagine, like, say you're in the likes of, like, a trade or something, like, getting to 71 years old and you still laying bricks.
No, no.
Putting down pipes, laying wire and shit. Like, that is ridiculous. Like,
that's people's lives, though. Like, people are doing that.
Yeah.
Like, even at 66 at the minute, like, that's a big ask. Like,
I think now you almost need to have, like, an exit plan before you're.
Yeah.
Get your pension. Like, I almost think you need to have stuff on the side where it's like, I can retire now. Like, that's the way I look at it. I don't want to be relying on a pension.
So,
this
sounds like a really, forgive me if this is a stupid question, but if your retirement age is 67, does that mean that your state pension is locked until 67?
Yep.
You ain't getting any of that?
So that's what that means. You can obviously retire at any time. We can all retire right now and on a private pension, but we don't get our state pension until the retirement age, which is currently 67 for us. So, but like,
how much that
probably will go up, because my mum, let's say 10 years ago, her retirement age was 60.
I have a fun fact here. Just
now she's 62 or 61, and she hasn't been able to retire because... In them 10 years, they've kept upping. So they matched the woman's retiring age to the man's retiring age, which was 65.
Equal.
Yeah, that's what I have here. And so the state pension age had been 60 for women and 65 for men. So the act changed in 1995 and it came into effect for people in 2010.
Yep.
So Yeah, they're so just upping them up in the age.
So in 10 years, my mum's retirement age has went up by 7 years.
My word, that's yeah. So you're literally just chasing your tail. Yeah.
I actually, if the trend goes, and obviously different governments and different political wills change things like this, I can't imagine it ever going down, though.
Yeah.
I feel like once they push it up, it's staying there because it costs so much money just for 1 year age group to retire them.
Yeah.
So I think like we'll be lucky to get a retirement.
It'll never go down, like.
No, it'll never go down.
It's crazy.
Like if it gets to 70, that's it. It's at 70.
Yeah.
Will we make it to 70?
Fuck us up, but that's it.
Hey, that's a big age.
I couldn't imagine retiring. I could imagine peeling back. Like my father-in-law, he peels back now. He's like, oh, I'm kind of done. But he still sits on like a board of a couple of places and maybe works like, do you know what I mean? Five times a year, which is handy. Like, but I could see me doing something like that. Like still keeping my finger very vaguely in a few pies to keep money coming
that's
in.
It's easy to say that, though.
But like, do you know what I mean? No, but that's the ideal scenario. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But like we're currently sitting at what, 25? God only knows what's going
to
happen.
That's what I mean. Like that's what I'm trying to say is like, you almost need to have like a plan in place.
Yeah.
If you want to retire and not rely on your pension.
Yeah.
But like if you have like your pension like you pay in the through work, what's the difference between that and like your state pension? Like?
There's the private and the state everyone has to pay into, isn't it? So that's the 4%.
So your national it used to be your national insurance goes towards it. So you have to pay a certain amount of national insurance until you are you have to pay enough national insurance or your stamp, if you ever hear your parents talking about paying your stamp. You have to pay a certain amount of that before you're entitled to a state pension.
Hmm.
It's not very long. Basically, you just have to work at some point or be on the dole because the dole pays it as well. At some point to be entitled to it. It just means people can't move here and take it. But apart from the people who have never worked and never been on the dole, everyone's entitled to the state pension.
Hmm.
A private pension is obviously something that you pay into, and it's like an investment fund, which the bank or whoever you've got your pension with will invest your money.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll have projections. Hopefully it will hit that projection by the time you retire. It might not, it might be lower and it might be higher.
Is there a possibility you could lose money on it? Lose money, but like...
Yeah, yeah. There's
like a chance you have could lose zero.
Money. Yeah.
When you get to that age?
Yep.
Fuck me. Well, I chatted recently...
There's insurance, but like...
Yeah, I chatted recently the financial consultant about like me and Lucinda set up because obviously we're married like a year now. Nearly a year. Well, just under a year now. So it's like...
Feels like a year.
I feel, yeah. But like we kind of chatted with him about like our current setup, and the advice that he was able to give was so beneficial.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So I would definitely recommend, like, even if you're like, it's mad, like you don't, like, I'm not saying we're swimming in dollar, but at the same time, the ways that he was able to like make me look at things and go, you should maybe be reconsidering what you're doing there and maybe put that money towards like there.
Yeah.
But would you say the government is failing us at the fact that you are what, 23, 24?
I'm 25.
You're 20. Are you 25?
25.
Fuck me. 25. You're getting big. Like 25. And you have to think about things that are going to happen whenever you're like 65, 70. Like, should we not be in a society where we shouldn't have to worry about these things and we can work all our lives, work hard and like...
I think that's the traditional outlook on things. But there's other methods now, thankfully. I think it's good.
We shouldn't have to rely
because
on that.
I don't think it's good. I think it's the opposite of good.
I don't think we should have to rely on that.
So when my granda, for example, retired, he worked a certain amount of time with the electric board and then he got a lifetime pension after he retired. Now that he's dead, my granny gets that. That's not something that any of us will ever get. If we die, our pension's gone. It doesn't go to anybody.
So I'm not meaning that's good as in the current them changing everything. I'm more meaning that it's good that we have other options because like if your mum was maybe privy to the information back then that she is now, I would say your mum's money would be elsewhere, potentially.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So like my, for example, I don't think my mum's saying this, but like our parents' generation, a lot of them are fucked because of this. Because it used to be that you could just have a normal job and then retire without having to do mad fucking investing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas my dad doesn't really have a big private pension.
Yeah.
He can't really retire yet at all.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that generation of people are really having to scramble now, unless they were in a job that had a good pension, which maybe 50% of the population have.
Mm-hmm.
They're really having to scramble now in their 50s yeah. and in their 60s, so that when they do reach retirement age at 67, 70, they actually can afford to retire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Although it feels like they fucked us over, they fucked up the generation above us.
Yeah.
Or two generations above us, even more.
Yeah. I think it's an interesting topic. I think we should probably lean on a financial expert potentially on this topic.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a good idea. Listen, if you want to add anything more to this episode, or if you want to comment on anything that's discussed, please let us know. Anybody, anything else?
No, we'll wrap up for today. Wrap it up. Thanks for listening.
Some sound advice if you are worried about your pension. It says here that
buy crypto.
The best way to do it is there's two ways of doing it. You either from day dot pay 15% of your salary into your pension pot, which for a lot of people isn't feasible,
mm-hmm.
or half your age. That's the percentage you should get paid into your pension pot. So that's including your employer pension, so or your employer contribution. So if you're 20, make sure 10% of your salary annual salary is going into your pension pot. If you're 40, make sure 20% of your annual salary is going into your pension pot. Hopefully you're able to do that, and if you are, you should be fine by the time you retire.
And contact Aaron Wallace Financial Advice for a small fee. Yeah. He'll keep you right.
This is not legal advice. I cannot be held responsible for any bad financial decisions.
Anyway, we'll wrap that up there. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.